again, this is Project Camelot, and this is Carrie Cassidy and Bill Ryan. We're talking with Rebecca.
It's Journeys with Rebecca.
Okay, and the website is the same name?
Yes, journeyswithrebecca.com.
Okay, great. Okay, go ahead.
Now, and also I just want to preface this, but if anybody has any comments or anything that they'd like to share, they can also use an email address to send it to. It's mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com, because this is about sharing information about people being in the same space and working together as community as much as we possibly can, being that we're all over the globe, literally. Every one of us are. So that being said, I was absolutely blown away with the reference that Bill made to the Oklahoma bombings, and what I heard when I was listening to that is what Spirit told me was that there was a great awakening amongst intuitives, psychics, clairvoyants, whatever you wish to call us all, during that particular event in our history. That was like a mass message, if you will. I thought that was pretty interesting what they shared with me at that point, Carrie. And it really hit home with me, some of the things that he was saying. And as I look back on that particular last vision dream that I had, which was just a couple of weeks ago, by the way, I realized that the compartments were everything that he had been talking about, which was the nuclear fallout with the one people, the people with the biological warfare, or, you know, he called it the avian flu, then those that were of what I would call privilege, that really weren't part of the bigger group of the underground, you know, that would be, you know, sent to places of safety, that kind of thing. I realized that these were just different factions of humanity and how they're kind of separated and, you know, put into a proper perspective for me. So the whole thing with listening to what Bill said really, really put into perspective some other things, and it triggered some other dreams that I had prior to the 9/11 catastrophe that we had. I didn't understand it at the time, and I didn't understand it until I actually just listened to Bill. But I'd had a dream about what I call false images, and these false images were images of explosions, and I never could understand what they were until the day, until I listened to Bill, and it was all that was triggered, that this dream, and I'd never shared it with anyone, but I kept dreaming about the false explosions, which was the 9/11 event, because they weren't as they appeared to be, even though we all watched it on television and all that. It still wasn't what it appeared to be. It still isn't. Truth has not been told on that one. But interestingly enough, you put all this stuff together, and I believe that what Bill is seeing and how you guys commented on all that is absolutely, it's just unfathomably accurate. I got the shake so bad as I was listening. It was that trigger mechanism when I call when Spirit comes in and recognizes truth, the spirit in me to the spirit outside of self that's connected. And all of this is not to, again, it's not to create additional fear or terror in people. It's to really is to affect a change. It's very much like quantum physics. When you observe an event, it literally changes the event. So the more people that can focus on this in a positive manner, they can actually affect a change. And I have to agree that I don't believe that all these things have to take place in the way that they are, but there will be some changes that have to take place. As we all know it, this just cannot go on the way that it is, and you have to tear down the walls before you can get to the good foundation. And humanity as a whole is a good foundation. It's those that have chosen to take over and to determine what's best for the rest of us based on their own selfishness and greed and fear and control and manipulation is really what has changed humanity, and no more can we really tolerate any of that. And that being said, certainly I have changed my particular show, in which several times I do my show once a week, Carrie, as you well know, and once a week, or at least once a month, and I'm trying to push it up to every other week, is I started up a title of it called State of the World, in which I'm hoping to bring people forward onto the show to share this information, because there could come a time when this information is no longer available if everything gets shut down, because they certainly don't want, the powers that be, rather, certainly don't want us to be able to communicate the truth to each other and for all of us to know that we aren't in this alone. You know, it's about segregating us and keeping us in fear and keeping us from each other and helping each other is the biggest thing. So, that
absolutely.
Being said,
What I wanted to tell you is that we are planning to interview Michael St. Clair and others of our contacts and witnesses to get their reactions to this information and to see where they sort of fall on the spectrum of, you know, whether they've psychically tapped into this sort of thing or not, and whether or not they think that this information might be misleading in any way, because this is, of course, very important. Very briefly, I have spoken with Michael St. Clair. He does not think that this is going to take place in this way. But I haven't gotten the whole rundown from his point of view. And again, you know, obviously Bill Deagle is speaking from his heart. He was on the verge of tears. He was pulling himself together in a very admirable way to talk to us today. And, you know, I'm really grateful that you would come on and also share your vision before listening to what Bill Deagle had to say. So is there anything else you can tell us about your immediate reaction to what you heard?
Well, my immediate reaction is that, and that being said, when you commented on Michael St. Clair, my first reaction is what I feel like is that the timeline may be slightly off with what Bill was saying. It just doesn't feel like the timeline is exactly right. But I do believe that some of these events will take place, whether they come in the manner in which, you know, like the synchronicity in, as far as what he was saying, I can't be sure. But I can tell you that I do believe that this whole bailout issue is really the first of the last, if that's how you want to word it. I truly believe that this is just, it's been very carefully planned, and what I heard was that it's actually been a plan that's been in the making for over 30 years. I don't have any other information on that except for what I'm being told by my own guidance, that it was planned for better part of 30 years, and they did show me some of the players, and some of the players, of course, are political people that are no longer even of this earth plane, but they were part of these meetings and planning stages and all of that. This has been going on for, you know, eons of time. So I would tell people is, first of all, it's not to panic, but, you know, to try to be clear-headed and to really look at this as if there is a complete economic meltdown, it's going to affect everyone. It's not just going to affect the individual. So when you put yourself into that position, you have to think of it like that, and you have to think of it as if I'm experiencing this, then everyone else is. So the rules no longer apply, and so I think that's going to be the toughest part for people, is to realize, Carrie, that these rules are not the same as they were. I mean, even from yesterday, the rules have changed with all of these processes that are now in place that's taking place economically and socially and politically across the globe. So, and I've been saying for 3 years, it's not been business as usual. This is not business as usual. And I personally have tried to get that message out to people. And you know, I was so grateful when I found you guys and found your site. And I recommend it highly to everyone to please go educate yourself, keep an open mind, because I think this is the most important information, is what the news is not telling you. You know, most everything that we do get, as most everyone will tell you, is really just very watered down bits and pieces of the truth, and then the rest of it is spoon-fed to them to make it sound good, to make it plausible and logical for most people.
That's right. Okay, well, we are going to go now because we have a lot of other people to try to contact in a short period of time, and I think we're working against the clock a bit here. But I do appreciate you weighing in on this and sharing your own intuitive information. And I hope that a lot of people will also visit your site and listen to your radio shows.
So, absolutely. And you guys be safe and really be very, very safe and be careful. And I wish you guys the best of luck. And thank you very much for sharing this information. And peace be with you both.